And we're back here at Martin Stadium where the Vikings trail the Blue Devils 10-7. It's halftime on the field. The Georgia Bridgemen, as they perform their show. They've done a great job here this season as they have had some great band competitions. They've taken first in all of their competitions. Well, it's a treat here tonight up in the stand, up in the press box with us. Number six in your hearts and in your playbooks is number six, Gerald Demps from Lowndes High School, and now with Florida State University. How's it going, Gerald?
It's going good. You know, just trying to get over last night's loss. So, you know, it was a tough game. Didn't turn out like we wanted to, but, you know, we got to move on and get to the next game.
Well, I know, and that's okay. But how's college life going for you this year? This is your second year, but now you're on the field now where you redshirted last year. So how's that going this year?
It's going real good. Everything's working out like I planned it to. And, you know, I'm just happy to be on the field and helping my team win.
Well, I watched you and Telvin Smith on kickoffs, and if Dustin Hopkins doesn't quit kicking that thing into the end zone, y'all need to hit somebody, don't you?
Yeah, but, you know, he's just doing what Coach asked him, you know, just give it his all, and he just boots it in them. But when he, you know, when they come out, we stop them, so everything's going good with that.
Yeah, the kickoff is doing real well for Florida State. One thing I saw last night I've not seen before, who is the guy slapping Dustin Hopkins before he goes out on the field?
That's just something he does for, like, motivation for him to kick the ball hard, I guess. To, you know, just give him, you know, just make him angry. He just take it out on the ball.
Absolutely. I tell you what, you guys are a lot of fun to watch this year. You brought excitement back to Doak Campbell Stadium, that's for sure.
Yeah, that was our plan, you know, to just, you know, take it back over,
yeah,
and get all of our support for our fans.
I understand. What do you think about your Vikings here tonight? Kind of struggling.
Yeah, they're kind of struggling right now, but, you know, you just got to come together as a team at halftime and evaluate what we're doing wrong, you know, and just come back out here and do better and take a half.
Well, I tell you, any encouragement that you can give these guys, are you been down on the field?
Yeah, I've been down there.
Okay. They need a little encouragement. I don't know what they seem to be asleep out there tonight.
Yeah, some games, you know, you come in and it might be their record or something like that. You overestimate the team sometimes and they just jump up on you. And I don't know if that's the case tonight, but, you know, after halftime, I'm pretty sure Coach will give them, make some adjustments and stuff and, you know, pick it up.
Well, you know about being in that locker room, Coach McPherson. He and his staff always do seem to make great adjustments at halftime, don't they?
Right. They do. They put you in the best situations when you come back out in the half, and you just got to stay focused.
Well, now, going from this program here at Lowndes to Florida State, I know it's a big, big difference because you got the speed of a major college football team. But about work ethic, very similar, or?
Yeah, the work ethic is very similar. You know, the coaches, you know, they push you to, you know, do your best and whatever you do, and just everything's full speed. That's the only speed we're going to go is full speed.
So how are practices going in Tallahassee now?
Practices are going good. You know, just, you know, things, you're just trying to keep everything on a consistent level. But last night, things kind of, I don't know what happened or whatnot. But
well, you don't have to explain last night.
Yeah.
It happens, and I mean, we had an opportunity, the Seminoles had an opportunity to win that last 48 seconds. Just wasn't meant to be, but like you say, you learn from that, you move on, you got North Carolina coming in next Saturday, and I know you guys are getting fired up for that.
Yeah, we just, you know, got to take out our frustration, you know, just work on our keys and stay in focus this week against North Carolina.
How's Telvin kind of fitting in now to that system?
He's fitting in real good, you know, coming in as a freshman. He's on kickoff and other special teams kick return, but he's doing real good.
Good. Now, I saw you brought Lonnie Pryor with you.
Yeah.
And, folks, if you don't know Lonnie Pryor, the fullback for Florida State, great running back. You guys roommates or?
No, we just had a few classes together and it just went from there. We hang out just about every day. You know, just two regular old friends on the football team.
Well, that's all right. I've been for all the fans, I kind of tweet with you a little bit back and forth. You're pretty faithful tweeter most every day, at least four or five tweets a day, aren't you?
Yeah, I just try to keep the world entertained, give them a little something, you know, let them know what it's like in Tallahassee.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. I really enjoy keeping up with you, Greg as well. I keep up with. I'm gonna have to put Lonnie on my tweet list too and see if I can keep up with him. But you guys, you're doing a great job in Tallahassee. The fire's back in there for the Seminoles, and that's really the key.
Yeah. We just, you know, trying to get everybody to keep faith in us and keep believing, and, you know, we're going to change everything around.
Well, you got number 15, Tyler Hunter, going to join you next year. Going to break him in good, right?
Yeah, we're going to take care of him. You know, he's just going to come down, and he's going to feel like he's just at home back here at Lyons High School.
All right, maybe we can pick up a few more like Josh Clemens or something like that over the next year. I know that Coach Fisher likes that pipeline between Lyons High School and Tallahassee, Florida at Florida State.
Yeah, he knows Coach Mack, you know, puts us out there and makes us work, you know, and we're going, you know, we're going to hustle every play, and that's what they like to see.
Well, Gerald, you're going to stay the weekend, and I think stay with Tim Neesmith or with Brady?
With Brady and his parents.
Oh, okay.
Brantley.
Well, did Brady get down often to see you?
Yeah, he comes out. He comes to every home game.
Oh, okay. Y'all don't get any trouble, do you?
No.
I didn't think so. Gerald, I appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk with us up here. Get back down on the field, kind of coach these guys up. Let's see if we can't get us a W out here tonight.
All right, we'll do. Go Vikings.
All right, guys. Appreciate it, Gerald. Good to talk to you. All right, folks, we're going to take a three-minute break. When we come back, we're going to go over the stats with the sideline, Marty Rogers. We'll be right back after this three-minute break. All right. All right, back here at Martin Stadium, still on the field, the Georgia Bridgemen. The Vikings trail the Blue Devils 10-7. We're here at halftime. Now we got to give equal time to Auburn University. Big Ed Christian from Auburn University here enjoying his Vikings. And you got to get down on the field to coach these guys up.
No, I don't think I'm happy to do that. What we got coaches for?
Exactly. Hey, but I tell you what, these Sons of Thunder, as we call them now, the offensive line, you were one of those Sons of Thunder. What are they blocking well down there, or what do you see?
I see all of them are young.
Exactly.
I mean, they look just like we look my sophomore year when all of us first start playing. So, I mean, it takes a lot of time to develop and to be a real offensive lineman.
Yeah, it's going to take a little while for these guys to really step up and learn to play that position. Now, the tackles and the tight ends, they got Bubba Brown. There's not a finer coach, I believe, in the high school level than Bubba Brown.
Yeah, Coach Brown, he really gets to you on a personal level, and he really breaks down the offense. He breaks down what you need to do, why you need to do it. And it's a good thing to know where your running back's going.
Yeah. Well, tell us now, you're going to Auburn University, you know the speed of the game is much faster. I'm sure your practice is faster. What about the work ethic? That's got to be real similar to what you left here.
Yeah, the work ethic. You got to be able to want to win. You know what I'm saying? You got to want to win. And I felt like at Auburn they want to win. So.
Hey, they're undefeated. They've obviously Cam Newton. It's just, I won't say he came out of nowhere, but nobody really had him on the radar. Is he really that good?
Cam's a phenomenal athlete.
Wow.
Phenomenal athlete.
Now, are you getting the block for him any during practices, things like that?
Yeah, practice.
You got to get Wes behind you. That's a big man. Well, how are you fitting in? I know you're redshirting this year, but I've heard you're maybe an injury away from losing that red shirt if somebody goes down.
That's the plan, but hopefully that won't happen.
Well, I know they're playing really well, and to be part of it, the team so far and undefeated, if they can go through the season that way, that's got to be a great transition to come from Lowndes High School into that kind of situation.
Yeah, I mean it's a big difference between Wing T and what we run at Auburn. It's a big difference. We do a lot of down blocking and run blocking here. At Lyons, but in Auburn, we do a lot of pass
right.
blocking stuff we don't do in high school. So.
Yeah, because we passed this time for the first time in a long, long time. And here's a Sharpie right here. We got folks asking for all kinds of autographs around here. We'll let Ed take a minute here. Now, Ed, you're playing guard at the college level, right?
Yeah, guard.
Is that much different than the tackle position coming from high school?
Yes, I would have to say because you don't have time to react.
Right.
Everything's so quick. You gotta be trained to play guard. You gotta be inflated before. But that's what I got this red shirt here for.
Well, that's great. How do you like Auburn? I mean, the city, the town. How do you like it?
I'm loving it. It's a real small town community. It's just like, okay, it's just like that Austin.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Everybody loves everybody.
Well, I was saying, I got a friend of mine, Lee Folsom from Cook County, big Auburn fan. He said, "Boy, be sure to tell you hello." Like he really knew you, and you made the comment. It didn't matter when these people love their school. they just come up to you like they know you.
Yeah, it don't matter. I mean, like they say, War Eagle.
Yeah. War Eagle, Tigers, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. But, Ed, it's good to have you back here at Lowndes High School. Is this your first game back?
Yes.
Well, go down there and coach these guys up. Let's get them ready for a second half. I know Coach McPherson will probably have these guys ready, though.
Oh, yes, sir.
Ed, yes, sir. Good to see you again. Appreciate it. And you are always welcome in this press box anytime. We're going to take another one-minute break. When we come back, we're going to get you ready for the second half. I want to thank Ed Christian as well as Gerald Demps, Lonnie Pryor up here. We had, I'm trying to think who else was up here, former Lowndes players. Telvin Smith was up here. We didn't get a chance to talk to Telvin. Telvin's down there at the end, but we're coming up on this last minute before we get ready to go into the second half. All these Vikings now are Seminoles and War Eagles and Tigers and all these different things. We're going to take a quick... No, I'll tell you what. We're going to stay right here. We'll catch these commercials here. We're going to get with Marty real quick. Marty, what are you seeing on the sideline?
Guys, I mean, it's been of course, a tough first half. I mean, our team just wasn't awake in that first quarter. We just weren't into the game. And the breaks just weren't falling our way. I mean, yeah. The ball hit the ground a couple times and just didn't go our way. But I think that the interception by Carey, and then, of course, they held us three and out, but then we came right back and kept the pressure on them and get the fumble there that Clemens picks up. I was a little worried when he picked it up. I was hoping he could take it to the house, and I thought, God, we just hadn't moved the ball. But that gave us a shot of adrenaline, and we were able to just to punch it right on in there.
I'm glad you're standing next to me. I've been standing next to Ed Christian here for the last 5 or 6 minutes. That is a big, big man.
What are you trying to say about me, Bill?
I'm just saying you're more normal size right
well,
here.
Well, I walked down there and stood next to Telvin, and I tell you what's even amazing is I got the chance to talk to Telvin Smith. And I don't know if those of you out there that watched the Florida State game last night, but Telvin got to play a pretty good bit. And early in the game, at the end of a play, the play was clearly over. A lineman for the other team shoves him. And gives, I mean, good shove, and I'm surprised. I mean, I was screaming at the TV, please throw the whistle. I mean, throw the flag. But Telvin didn't respond. He showed, a great poise and didn't respond. But on TV, the person that pushed him was much bigger than Telvin. And I just stood next to Telvin Smith. And, I mean, of course, like most of you that know me know, I'm not a big fella, but Telvin just towers over you. I mean, he is so tall, and they put a lot of weight on him down there at Florida State. But he definitely looks he's very imposing to look at. And, of course, Ed too, like you said. And, what fun it is up here to have these former Lowndes players that are playing on, I mean, big-time college football back. They're on the sidelines encouraging the players. They're ready to play. You want to get Telvin real quick before we finish?
No, I mean, he's down there. He's signing. We got guys signing autographs all over the place. Lots of fans coming up here wanting to talk to some of these former Lowndes High players. I tell you. This is so much fun.
It is, Bill. And you asked too what I saw on the sidelines. I do want to say before I leave to go back down there that I am thoroughly impressed with number 6, Todrick Jackson, the freshman quarterback for Tiffin. And those of you listening at home thinking, what's going on? We're losing 10-7. We're playing a very, very good football team. The record doesn't indicate how good they are. But they came to play. Coach said it in my interview with him before the game that this is their playoff. This is their bowl game. And they have come to play. They're fired up. And hopefully that drive right before the halftime woke us up and we can come out in the second half and take control. But this is a very good Tiffin team led by a very, very good freshman quarterback in Todrick Jackson.
Yeah, he's their leading rusher so far in the first half. He's had 6 carries for 46 yards and the touchdown.
And that's including a sack that we had on the blitz. So he's had more than that positive. He just had the sack that took some of that away.
Yeah. Total offense right here in the first half. The Vikings with only 24 yards, while Tiff has got, with 151 yards on offense for Tiff. They've run 26 plays while we've run 22.
Averaging a yard per play. Now, that's unbelievable.
Yep. That is just unbelievable for our Vikings. I tell you what, we're going to take a 30-second break. When we come back, we'll be ready to kick this off the second half. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Barry Broom Halftime Report. And we're back here at Martin Stadium, and we're getting ready to kick off the second half. But we got Telvin Smith up here with us. Want to take a couple minutes and talk to Telvin. We're giving Wes the wireless mic.
How you been?
Are you turned on?
I can't hear what y'all are saying down there.
Turn you on.
How about that?
Yeah, there you go.
Telvin the Terminator Smith up here with us, and number 22 on that Florida State roster, one of our local home fellas. We want to go down and play a little linebacker tonight, Telvin.
I want to get out there. I wish I could get out there one more time.
Well, I tell you what, they're set to kick off and back deep to receive. Bergman, Braswell, Durden. Durden takes it at the one. He comes near side across the 5, the 10, the 15, tries to get to the corner, does, cuts back, hit him at the 20-yard line. That's where they'll run him out of bounds. A 19-yard return by Kenny Durden.
Well, we're going to try and carry on this interview. And
it'll be first
give you some,
and 10 Vikings.
Give you some second half run while we're going. Telvin, how's that transition been from Lowndes High School to Florida State?
It's been pretty good, but I feel like Lowndes, it really got me prepared, and it really got me, you know, ready for what I was getting into. So it was easier than I thought it would be.
Yeah, well, one of the things that we keep hearing from everybody is the work ethic is real similar between us and going to the college level. Hang on just one second there.
All
righty, Gunslinger goes under center. Double tied in. Gives the ball to the counter to Mike Moore. He's across the 20, up to about the 20, giving 4 yards on the carry. Bill, right now, the Sons of Thunder picking up where they left off.
Yep. Yeah, so tell us about that transition. The work ethic's got to be real similar.
I feel like Coach Matt, he used to really push us during practice, and he was real determined on getting us ready and us winning. So Coach Jimbo on the same thing, and I just feel like they're kind of similar in the way they coach.
All righty. Gunslinger again, double tight ends. We're at the 24 to be second and 6. And we give it to, it looks like, D. Daniels. And he'll get across a 25. Bill, he'll get a yard, maybe no more.
Yeah, it just got right up to about to the 25, as you say. So it'll be third down and 5. What do you think of your Vikings tonight?
They're playing a real good game. I mean, I really wasn't a part of a Viking team that liked to keep the game close, but they're doing the best they can right now.
All righty, third and 6. The ball out at the 26-yard line. You hear Telvin Smith visiting with Bill Osborne and I. They're tip in a 5-man front, now 6. Counterplay. It goes to Bergman. They hit him in the backfield. We'll lose yardage all the way back to the 20-yard line. But there is cotton on the carpet. There is cotton on the carpet. Let's see what we have.
Looks like it's going to be a face mask. So, Telvin, the traveling, now, that's got to be kind of interesting for you.
Yeah.
Getting on a plane, flying to all these different places. Is that new for you?
Yeah, I really like it more than I thought I would, though, the flying and everything like that, though. Just because you get to see a lot of different things. Like, you be, 1 week you might be in, say, Miami, then the next week we're in North Carolina. So it was pretty good, and I really like it.
I always hear that's one of the things that a freshman coming in, they just, all the activity of the travel is the biggest thing that they find that excites them. I mean, Greg Reed said he had never seen snow. He gets off and never flown. First time he flies, he goes to BYU, gets off, and there's snow.
Yeah.
So that's got to be great. As far as how class is going?
Class is really good. I say most classes are easy, just my English class with papers.
All right, incidental face mask gives us 3rd and 5 up at the 26. Still a double tight end there in the 6-man front. Cole Parker goes right, breaks the pass out to Duncan. He's across the 30 to 35, and that's the first pass we've made out in the flats tonight. First down Vikings as we give us a 10-yard pitch and catch.
So what do you think about this passing offense from the wing tee?
I mean, it's real different. I mean, when I was here, we'll probably pass the ball 2 times a game. And now he getting in there a good bit of time. So it's different, but I see it's working.
Yeah, he's throwing sometimes 14 and 18 times a game. That seems like a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's a new Randy McPherson.
1st and 10, Vikings out at our 38-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark going from right to left on your radio dial. Still double tight ends. Cole Parker under center. Pitches out to Moore. Coming around the left side. Cuts back inside. Off one man, two. He crosses the 40. Up to the 41, 42. That is 3 hard-fought yards.
Well, Telvin, I'll let you get back down and enjoy the ball game. I'm glad you stopped. We'll be there Saturday. We're going to fill the stands at Doak Campbell Stadium, and we're going to be loud.
All right, then.
Good to see you.
See you then.
All righty. 2nd and 7. The ball at the 41-yard line. Again, we've been in a double tight end set since we started the second half. We trail 10-7. Parker waiting on the snap. Gives a counter to Bergman. He's around the right side. Gets away from one man. He's across the 45 to 50. Going north to south. They run him out of bounds at the tip, 39-yard line. Tackle made by number 22. No, 22 yards on the carry. .902 to go here in the third quarter. We trail 10-7, but our Vikings have taken the opening kickoff here in the second half, and we are marching down the field. At the Tift 39-yard line, going from right to left on your radio dial. Tift in a six-man front. They walk a corner up on the line. Give it to Duncan up the middle. 1-2. The big diesel turns, but he only gets about a yard, maybe two at the most. Tift play a little shaken up on the play. It'll be second and 9 down at the 38-yard line. D. Daniels brings the play in from the sidelines. He gives it to the gunslinger. Duncan comes off. Boy, what a host of former Vikings did we get to visit with tonight. 8:18 to go. Second and 9. Parker looks over the defense. Five-man front. Corner walks up. Linebacker walks on the outside. Drops back. Looks. Quarterback draw. He's across the 35. They haul him down, Bill, at the 32. Nothing was there. And he just darted up the middle.
Yeah, saw nothing up the middle, and he was able to just crash in and pick up some positive yards for our Vikings.
It will be third, and they'll say a long 4, short 5 at the 33-yard line.
Yeah, it was Trevin Taylor for the Blue Devils last time on the tackle.
Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Let's go, Vikings. The Sons of Thunder doing their job now. Six-man front. Tiff jumping all around that defensive line, trying to get set, and we move.
Yeah, the tight end on the left side just made a quick little jump trying to get off. That'll back him up 5. That'll make it about 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9.
Kenny Durden brings the play in. Good hands Coleman comes off the field. So now it'll be 3rd and 9 back at the 40 at the 38-yard line. We've got to get right across the 29. Durden comes near side. Morton wing back on the far side. Drops back. Looks, throws out in the flat. Oh, and underthrows Kenny Durden at the 30. Now, coach, what do we do?
He's going to punt.
Yep.
Try and pin these guys down inside the 20. Let the defense get out there and play. So the Vikings move the ball pretty well, but they're going to have to punt the ball away. Back deep is Gerald Pledger for the Blue Devils. He's not fielded the punts very well, Wes.
He is muffed too tonight, and we've recovered one of them. Solomon standing at our own 48. High kick. Pledger fair catches it at the 16.
Yep, they will mark him at the 16-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Blue Devils, their first possession of the second half. We didn't give you all the stats. We were talking to a lot of them. A 21-yard punt because we were talking to all the former players. But the Blue Devils have been able to generate 151 yards of offense here in the first half, while the Vikings only 24 yards. All right, here we go.
All righty, Jackson. Drops back. Looks, throws out in the flats. Catch made. We hit the receiver immediately at the 20 after a little 3-yard catch.
They're going to give him the 21. And in on the tackle for the Blue Devils, number 86. No, I'm sorry, a catch.
Yep, 2nd and 4.
I swear I'm going to get colored.
All righty, 2nd and 6. They send 2 receivers far side, 1 near side. We're showing man coverage. Drop the corners back just a tad. Jackson drops back, throws out in the flats. Utley makes the catch, gets by Durden, and Chris Curry has to tackle him from behind as he gets a first down after the 41-yard line.
We are just not making good reads out there on the end.
20-yard pass play. They send 2 receivers far side, 1 near side, 5-man front. Now 3 receivers far side. There, they give it to Dan. No, he keeps it. Hedrick Jackson sticks it in the bread basket, pulls it out. Gets across the line of scrimmage. He'll pick up about 2 yards.
In on the tackle is Mikey on Padgett and Josh Clemens. We'll get them right in a minute, won't we? All right, Tift County, second and eight.
We have got to stop them here. We needed a score bad that time. 5:21 go third quarter. We still trail 10-7. Five-man front for our Vikings. Jackson with three receivers far side, one near side. Drops back, looks, throws out. Catch made by Utley. Oh, off his fingertips at the 48.
Kerry Stanley was right there, ready to make the tackle. Just fell incomplete. Pass intended for D.D. Jackson. That'll bring up third down and eight for the Blue Devils.
Colquitt finally took a lead over in Packerland. They lead the Trojans 35-27. Third and seven. Let's stop them here, fellas. Come on, you mighty Viking Warriors. And timeout tipped. We'll take a 30-second break. They still lead it 10-7. We'll be right back after this. All righty, back in Martin Stadium, Wes James, Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. Man, Bill just showed me a great picture of Taylor Biddle, our new spotter, standing between Bill and I. Marty, be on the standby. We need to come downstairs and talk to you in just a second. 10-7, we trail with 5:07 to go here in the third. Jackson of Tiff sends two receivers near side, two far side. Keeps Daniels in the backfield. We're in a four-man front. Showing blitz off the corner. It's Grandpa Clemens. Now he drops back. They change it at the line of scrimmage. Jackson looking. Throws across the middle. Oh, in and out of the hands of the shredder, Chris Curry, at the 47. He knew he had that one and just did drop it.
Yeah, Chris, he's beating himself up a little bit right there over the middle.
Bill, think about that reverse spin that you talked about before the game coming from the left-hander.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. Tiff County will have to punt here. Troy Braz will back deep to receive this punt for the Vikings.
The mailman waiting on the snap. There's a kick. High kick. He will take it. The ball bounces away from him. I hope he didn't touch it because it goes into the end zone. Nope, it's a touchback. I couldn't tell if he touched it or not.
That
Bill.
Was awful close. It looks like he went to go catch it, let the ball go between his arms. All right, Vikings take over first down and 10 from the 20-yard line. You are a man. You got me six and probably, hey, that's all right.
Well, I'm trying to get
Ed
to come back. I can't find Telvin. All righty, Gunslinger goes under center. Two receivers near side. He gives it to Bergman on the counter. He's across the 25. They hit him from behind and knock him forward across the 20, up to the 25.
There's a Blue Devil player down. We're going to take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this.
All righty, back at Martin Stadium, second and six, 4:37 to go here in the third. We still trail by three, 10-7. Two receivers near side. Parker goes under center. Gives it to Mike Moore. He busts one man, two across the 30. He gets up to the 35. It's an 11-yard run by Mike Moore.
Number 17 for the Blue Devils in on the tackle. That's Terrence Felton.
We're starting to open holes, Bill.
Yeah, those young sons of thunder starting to get the holes opened up.
But we need to get the ball downfield, get some points on the board. Crawford goes to far side. Ed Moore tied in on our side. Again, it's a six-man front for Tiff. Linebacker up tight. Again, give it to Mike Moore, and he gets absolutely nowhere.
In on the tackle for the Blue Devils, number 26, Markeith Hayes. No gain. Actually, Wes looks like he may have even lost a half a yard.
Good hands, Coleman and Mikeyon Pageant check in, along with Paul Johnson. It'll be second and 11, back at the 33-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from right to left. 3.5 minutes to go in the third, and we still trail by three. And we call timeout. We call timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. All righty, back at Martin Stadium. Marty, where are you, buddy?
Down here, guys.
Marty, what is the feelings on the sidelines right now? You know, with 3.5 minutes to go, we still trail by three. What sense of urgency or anything are you getting from the sidelines?
I'm definitely getting a sense of urgency down here. Just that timeout there, it was pretty heated. Offensive line was pretty vocal, so I definitely feel the sense of urgency. These guys know we need to make a play.
All righty. Second and 11. Parker under center. Got Patchen in motion. Fakes the pitch out. Rolls left and falls down on the turf. When things can't get any worse, the gunslinger slipped and fell. Made a great fake pitch out and rolled back to his left.
And when he did, he just fell down.
Yeah, guys, number 26, Markeith Hayes for them. Just shot. He knocked our guard, and our guard fell. Actually caught Cole's heel.
Oh, okay.
Caught in the fall right there in the backfield.
All righty, third and about third and about 16. Clemens comes near side. They've got 8 men up on the line of scrimmage almost. They're coming after him. Drops back, pumps fakes, throws way downfield, the ball up in the air, and it's knocked down. Clemens averaged 3 or 6, 2 defensive backs, and Josh Clemens went up for it, and the ball got knocked down, so we'll have to punt.
Yeah, he was trying to throw the ball up, give Josh Clemens a chance to get a tip ball maybe. I really looked like he put too much air under the ball. It actually came up short. Josh Clemens looked like he had beat the two defenders, and maybe something a little more online, maybe not as much air, might have had a chance.
All righty, Gerald Pledger, the sophomore, back to receive the punt, waiting on Jed Solomon's kick. They've got 10 men up on the line of scrimmage. High kick, hits, bounces at our 48, and we down it at the 47.
Not a very big punt that time. 10, about a 15 to 18 yard punt. Maybe a little further than that. Had plenty of height, just didn't get a lot of distance. First down and 10 now for the Blue Devils.
10:26 to go here in the third, and we still trail it by 3. They're at our 47-yard line. Two receivers near side put a man in the slot, one at the far side. They're in the pistol. We're in a 5-man front. Jackson for Tiff takes a snap, runs the option down the line of scrimmage, cuts back. He's got a hole. He's across the 35, and we won't haul him down until he gets to the 32, a 12, 13-yard run, and a first down. And on the tackle, Tyquan Lane.
They looked like they were going to run that little option pitch again, and Jackson just cut it back up to the middle.
First and 10 in our 32. Tiff playing in their bowl game, their playoff game, as Coach Wall said, because this is their final game of the season. 3 receivers near side, 1 far side. The ball on the far hash mark. Jackson drops back, pumps up. There's a flag, and it comes from the far side of the field.
Yeah, I think they're going to get a false start. Yep, that's the call. False start against the Blue Devils. That'll back them up 5. It'll be first and 15 now for the Blue Devils.
All the way back out to the 37. First and 15. We're inside 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Three receivers near side, 1 far side.
The band
crowd coming to their feet, trying to encourage our players. Audible at the line of scrimmage. Jackson takes it, drops back, the lefty looking. Way downfield, got a man open, it's Utley! Catch, no, knocked away at the last minute. Had it in his hands and back in coverage.
Looked like
number 31.
Stanley.
It was. Popeye Stanley knocked it away.
Yeah, back deep. It was intended for number 15, D.D. Jackson. But Kerry Stanley at the last minute able to get in there, get a hand in, and no catch. It'll bring up second and 15 now for the Blue Devils.
Come on, Vikings.
Let's go, Viking fans. Let's come to your feet.
Send 3 receivers near side, 1 far side. Back to a 4-man front. We shift around on the defensive line. Barking out signals, waiting on the snap. There it is. Gives it to Daniels up the middle, and he gets absolutely nowhere. It'll be third and 10. I mean, third and 15.
Yeah, number 30 for us on the tackle. That's James Mathis. Right up the gut. Able to stop him for no gain. That'll bring up third down now for the Blue Devils. See if the Viking defense can hold. We got an official timeout to get something off the field.
Somebody's pad came out.
Came out
of Mathis, coach. James Mathis' knee pad came out on that last play, and he had to come out of the game here, so they're going to send Flukas in his place.
Nasty flu. Makion Paget, Orta, Durden.
All right, Viking fans, let's get to your feet.
Popeye Stanley in coverage. Two receivers far side, two near side. Four-man front for our Vikings. Jackson, the freshman, walks down the line of scrimmage making the call. Backs up in the shotgun. Calls for the ball. There it is. We come on the blitz. Out in the flats. Catch is made. Spin and catch. Dudley gets away from one man, two. That's D.D. Jackson, I'm sorry. And we won't haul him down until he has a first down. Bill, at our 12-yard line. And there comes the flag.
Nobody touched anybody, Wes. The guy ran into one of our players and fell down, and they're going to throw a flag, a 27-yard catch and run by D.D. Jackson. Wes, they're going to call a penalty here that really should not be called.
Again, a dead ball personal foul against our Vikings.
Nobody touched anybody. D.D. Jackson ran into one of our players on the sidelines, fell down, and they assume that we pushed him, so that's what they're calling.
They take it, Bill, that'll take it all the way down to our 6-yard line.
All right, Viking fans, let's get to your feet now. It's time to cheer this defense on. Let's get a turnover. Our Viking fans continue to just sit in the seat.
All righty, first and goal at our 6-yard line. They're in that inverted wishbone.
Timeout, Tiff.
Tiff calls timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. All righty, back in Martin Stadium. It'll be first and goal from our 6-yard line. Tiff just called timeout. We have got ourselves in a jam right here, folks. 21 seconds to go in the third. We trail it 10-7. And Tiff is knocking at the door.
It's time for this Viking crowd to get up.
All righty. Inverted wishbone. Tight end to the right side of the field, to the home side of the field. Jackson under center. He takes the snap. Pitches out to the tailback. Looking for a halfback pass. Nothing there. Come on, somebody close. He slips and falls right in front of Chris Scurry. And he'll get back to the line of scrimmage, and that's as far as he'll get.
Actually, they may mark him a yard back. Pretty close.
Guys, James Mathis is very slow to get up on that play.
Yep, he loses a yard. Second
he
and goal.
He looks okay, but he's limping around. He was very slow to get up.
And that's the end of the third quarter. We still trail 10-7. Take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. Second goal from the 7. Jake, give the ball to the tailback right up the middle, and he gets nowhere against our Viking defense, but they get the ball in the middle of the field. Bill, you know what they're lining it up for. This is going to be 3rd and 7. Watch him run up the middle again, because if they don't score, they're looking for a field goal.
Justin Wilson in on the tackle for the Vikings.
We have just started the third quarter, and we trail at 10-7.
Third down now for Tiff County. Third and goal from just outside the 5, right at the 6-yard line. Let's go, Viking fans, to your feet.
All right, that inverted wishbone. Two backs right behind the quarterback, the tailback behind them. Tied into our side, 5-man front. Jackson looks over our defense, goes under center. He takes the snap, drops back to look, throws it in the end zone, and we intercept it. Coming down the sidelines, it's Durden that made the interception on the far side. Kenny Durden made the interception in the end zone, and they'll run him out of bounds at the 14-yard line.
A 14-yard return. And let's see, who's that? Tyquan Lang. Kenneth Durden on the interception, wasn't it?
Yep, it was Kenny Durden, number seven. Number seven, our little piece of heaven.
That's it. So Vikings get the ball, first and 10 at the 14, actually almost at the 15 where they've marked it.
And that brings the Viking crowd to their feet. Parker goes under center. Got Moore in motion. Pitches out to Moore around the left side. Looking for a hole. He's got blocking out in front. And he'll pick up maybe 5 yards out to the 20. Give him 6 yards out to the 21-yard line. 10:45 to go here in this ball game. We still trail by three.
Yeah, number 17, Terrence Felton for the Blue Devils in on the tackle.
Paul Johnson and Grandpa Clemens brings the play in. Ball on the far hash mark. Clemens just off the line of scrimmage on our side. Man in motion. And they give it to the mailman, Braswell. He's back in. He'll get a yard after the 22. It'll be third and four from third and four, third and five from there. Come on, you crimson britches. Third, we'll give him out to the 22, third and seven. Come on, you crimson britches. I need a first down, fellas.
Bringing in a heavy package, Wes. Two tight ends.
Two tight ends and Mathis in the backfield. Double tight end, seven-man front, drops back, and they give it to Moore. He will not get the first down, Bill. Over the right side, hole open and closed quickly.
Terrence Felton in on the tackle for the Blue Devils.
And we're going to have to punt the ball with 9:20 to go here in the ball game, trailing by three.
We've gotten turnovers tonight, Wes, just not able to capitalize on them.
Two interceptions. Recovered a fumble, a muffed punt. Solomon in to punt, standing about our 8-yard line. Ledger back at his 47. High snap. Nice kick. Drives Ledger back. Fair catch at the 40. And he'll take it at the 41. And that's what he'll take over.
A 36-yard punt that time by Jed Solomon. .851 left in the ball game. Vikings still trail 10-7. We've not led in this ball game at all. Tip went up 3-0. We scored. They scored again. We scored. We need to get in the end zone, Wes.
Two receivers far side, two near side. Jackson in the shotgun for tip. Takes the snap. Drops back. Pump fake throws out in the flats. Catch made. We hit the receiver. Immediately bring him down. Now there's a flag.
Tyquan Lang makes a great tackle again, grabbing the helmet, but it's not the face mask. They do call a face mask against the Vikings.
5-yard inadvertent face mask.
That'll probably be enough for a first down, or very close. It'll be put him a yard short.
Pass was out to the 45, yep. Should, well, it was a 4-yard pass play, so going to leave him just about a yard short as the ball moves just across the 50 in our territory. So it'll be
still first down.
Yep. First and about a yard, less than a yard. 8:40 to go in the ball game. We trail by three. Jackson takes the snap, looks, throws, in and out of the hands. The receiver on the far side. Waiting for him to get up. That's number 21.
31.
31.
Oh, I'm sorry. 21 for them. Our coverage was Popeye. You're right, Wes.
Second and a half a yard. Stops the clock with 8:29 to go here in the ball game.
Second down and a yard now.
They bring the play in from the sidelines. Ball on the far hash mark.
Tiff uses their last time out, Wes.
Go ahead, Bill.
We're going to take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this.
All righty, back at Martin Stadium, Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers down on the sidelines, Taylor Biddle keeping our, doing our spotting for us. I'm Wes James. It'll be second and a half a yard, 8.5 minutes to go here in the ball game. We trail by 3, 10-7. And they go back to that inverted wishbone, bring one receiver to the near side. Durden in man coverage out here. And they jump. Okay, thank you, fellas.
That'll back them up 5.
And so the 2.5 yards is going to be 2nd and 5.5 yards. That puts it back Blue Devil territory, all the way back to their 45.5-yard line. Three receivers near side. They send one man to the far side. Durden has coverage out there. Waiting on the snap. He drops back. Looks. Throws across the catch is made for the first down across the 50. Still on his feet as he gets down to the 42-yard line. We came on a corner blitz, and Jackson released it just as he got hit. Big catch by number 86.
85?
It was 86, I believe.
You're right. Geraldo Ward is still down.
Jacobin Jackson made the catch.
Ward is slow getting up. He is up, though.
Guys, he hit the ground holding his shoulder, but he jumped up. I think he's going to be okay. I was worried there for a minute because he was grabbing that shoulder, but he's shaking it off and looks okay.
Yeah, Tyler's going to come in and relieve him now, it looks like.
Clock's running. We're at the 8-10 mark. All right, tip sends two far side, two near side. Ball on the near hash mark right in front of the breath box. Four-man front for our Vikings. Jackson been in the shotgun most all night, waiting on the snap. Rolls right on that option. Pitches out to Daniels. Jackson gets hit, and Daniels gets hit right as he crosses the line of scrimmage.
Wes, you're right. Jackson got hit that play. That's the best shot we've got on him all night. Mikey on Padgett came in there and got a good shot at him, and that's the first time we've ever been able to get a clean lick on him. We'll see how he responds to that.
2nd and 8 down on our 41-yard line.
Clock continues to run. Vikings trail 7-10.
Beach leads Benedictine 7-3 at the half. Groves and Bradwell Institute 15-7 with Groves leading that. All right, two receivers near side, one far side. Now they slide a man over in the slot on the near side. Ah, and there's a flag, and what do we got?
Delay a game from back here.
Yes, back it up 5.
That'll make it 2nd and about 13. That is the delay a game against the Blue Devils.
Moves it back to our 46-yard line. 2nd and 13. Jackson will bring three of those Devils to our side, send one to the far side. Somebody throw some water on that fire they got down there. Jackson takes a snap, drops back, the lefty looks. We got a hand on him, and he's going down. Trying to see who got in there first.
Justin Wilson.
Number 30.
James Mathis, guys. James Mathis got him right there.
James Mathis, number 30.
Justin Wilson in there as well. I'm going to give them both a sack. That'll bring up 3rd down now for the Blue Devils.
And about 17. Puts it back in Blue Devil territory. Come on, Viking, swing those battle axes. Cut those pitchforks in half.
Let's go. Viking crowd now on their feet.
Three receivers near side, one far side. Stop them here, fellas. Get the ball back and go put some points on the board. There's a snap. He rolls right, looks, keeps it, cuts inside. He'll get it to the 50, and that's all, and they'll have to punt. Tim St. Ford in on the tackle. Jackson with a 2-yard gain. 6:04, 6:03. We trail by 3. And, Bill, we're going after this one.
Troy's going to go back to receive the punt.
We're going after this one. Clock's running. 5:40 to go here in the ball game. They're letting the clock run. They're using every.
They're going to go for the delay again.
They're going to give us the ball back with just a little over 5 minutes to go. Stops the clock with 5:21.
That'll back it up five. And on a punt, that's not too bad anyway. Troy has limped off of the field a couple of times.
All righty, Troy standing about our 20. He's on the far side of the field. Waiting on the snap. There it is. He gets it away. Line kick. Braswell backs up. Lets it hit at the 10, and it'll roll that down. And Bill, it'll roll all the way down to our 1 yard line.
You can't let those balls go over your head. He just gave up, at least even with a fair catch, he gave up about 19 yards. It was a 54-yard punt.
5:07 to go in the ball game. We are 99 yards away, folks. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings will be going from right to left on your radio dial. Do we have a miracle in us like we did over at Bazemore Hyder? Everybody's in the end zone. Parker, under center, takes a snap, drops back, looks, throws out. Clemens makes the catch out at the 7-yard line.
That'll give us a little bit of breathing room. Not a great pass. Josh Clemens had to come back, catch it on his belly.
Braswell and Durden come in. That moves the ball over to the near hash mark. Come on, Vikings, it's Halloween. Show them devils how scary a Viking can be. Durden goes to the far side of the field. Five-man front, three linebackers, a corner up tight. Again, Parker drops back looking, throws out. He's got Bergman at the 15. Out of the 20, the first down, still on his feet, spins, and they won't haul him down until he gets to the 25. Stop the clock, first down, Vikings.
Great stop that time, a 15-yard gain for the Vikings, but a great block protection that time by those Sons of Thunder.
Mike Moore and Josh Clemens bring the play, and the clock's running now. 4:20 to go. We're now 65 yards away. Takes the snap, drops back, looks, throws out. Clemens makes the catch, spins, breaks off one man. He's across the 35, the 40. He's down the sidelines at the 50, the 40. They've got an angle on him. They'll run him out of bounds. Where at? They mark him out of the bounds at the tip, 21-yard line. Great move by Josh Clemens. A little pitch and catch. He made a spin move at the 30, and they would not catch him until he got to the tip, 21-yard line. It is a 40-yard pass play.
It was 54.
My spotter says 44. Bill says 54. All right, 4 minutes to go. Ball at the tip, 21-yard line.
All right, clock. We'll start here in just a moment after the snap.
Durden goes far side. Parker goes under center. Five-man front. We got a man in motion. Drops back again, looks, throws that. Oh, off the hands of Ed Moore. We've not thrown a pass to him all year, and he just missed it at the 5-yard line.
Yeah, they had great coverage that time on Ed Moore. That was Terrence Felton for the Blue Devils out in coverage.
Second and 10 at the 21. 3:57 to go here in this ball game. We have not led all night. Josh Clemens brings the play in. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Clemens goes far side. They've got double coverage at their own hem. Duncan at fullback. There's a snap. Drops back again. Look, there comes a rush, and they'll get him back at the 25. They came on that jailhouse break. Clock's running.
That'll bring up third down now.
Third, we've got to get down to the 11-yard line, and we're back here at the 25. We need about 15. Come on, Vikings. It's Halloween. Be scary now. Be scary. Go get you a Blue Devil. They're showing blitz off the corner. Parker drops back, looks. There they come. Throws toward the end zone, looking for Clemens. He makes throw in and out of his hands. In and out of his hands in the end zone. Oh, he thought he had it.
Ball was in and out of his hands.
Bill, if that's a 25, we're going to attempt a field goal.
It'll be about 42 yards, roughly. That is where they're going to put it down.
3:10 to go. To tie it up with 3:10 to go. There's a flag, and what have we got? Move it up 5 yards.
Offsides on the defense.
Move her up five.
Lined up into that neutral zone.
Make it a 37-yard attempt now. Folks, my heart's just a-pounding. Solomon waiting on the snap. There it is. Kicks up, and it's no good.
Off to the right.
Off to the right. We need a miracle. We need a miracle. 3:03 to go. We trail by three. They're out of timeout.
We still have two.
And we can get the ball back, but we've got to stop them. Clock will not stop until they snap the ball. Jackson, in the inverted wishbone, goes under center. Takes the snap. Pitches to the tailback around the right side. We hit him in the backfield. Hit. They run him
out of bounds. Yes, sir.
Good job. Good job. We run him out of bounds and stop the clock at the 20-yard line. So it'll be second and 10.
Tyquan Lang rushes him out of bounds.
But more importantly, we stop the clock.
That's right. Save those timeouts.
Ball on the far hash mark. Again, that inverted wishbone. Receiver comes near side. Jackson goes under center. We're in a four-man front. We shift. Jackson keeps it looking. We get him in the backfield. He'll lose yardage. And somebody call time, or will we call time? Yep, Max calls time with 2:47. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. All righty, back at Martin Stadium. It's 3rd and 11, 2:47 to go in the ball game. Our Vikings trail 10-7. Tickets for the playoffs will go on sale a week from Monday. From 9 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Monday and Tuesday, all season ticket holders, you'll have an opportunity to purchase your seats at that time. If they're not purchased on Monday or Tuesday, they will go on sale to the general public on Wednesday. Three receivers far side, two near side. Jackson, empty backfield. We go to a three-man front, now a four-man front. 3rd and 11. Stop them here.
Watch the quarterback run.
Drops. Nope. There it is. Quarterback draw, and we've got him. And it was James Mathis at the 15. Do we stop the clock? Yes, we do. We'll keep it right here. Nope. 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. All right, Todrick Jackson standing back at his 1-yard line. Braswell standing at our 50. They'll have to punt. No roughing here, fellas. The lefty gets away. High booming punt. Braswell signals for the fair catch at the 40-yard line. And that's where we'll start with 2:35 to go. No timeouts.
A 45-yard punt by Jackson.
60 yards away.
All right. Set it up for you. 2:35 left in the ballgame. Vikings trail by three. It's 10-7. We are 59 yards away from the end zone. Vikings are on the field. First down and 10. They have no timeouts.
Durden near side. Clemens far side. They're in a five-man front. Linebacker looking to blitz. Now we put twins to the far side. Throw out to Platt to Bergman. Bergman makes the catch behind the block, and they run him out of bounds. He'll pick up 8 yards on the play. But more importantly, we stop the clock with 2:29 to go.
A little extra out there. No flag, though. That was number 25, Gerald Pledger, that ran him out of bounds.
2nd and 7. Durden near side, Clemens far side. Tip, five-man front. Parker takes a snap, drops back and looks. Out to Clemens, the receiver slips and falls down, and Clemens runs out of bounds at the at their 43-yard line, but he had about four more yards he could have made, Bill.
Yeah, he was looking to stop the clock, and he was wanting to stop the clock. All the fans kind of, why, just like we are, why'd you go out of bounds? But a junior, all he knew was he needed to stop the clock, didn't want to have the clock run out on him. 2:25 left in the ballgame.
It's at the tip, 43-yard line. Braswell and Durden come in. Mike Moore comes out. Ball on the far hash mark. No timeouts. 2:25 to go. We trail by three. Clemens goes far side. Durden near side. Bergman in motion again. Look. Those punt spikes. Look. They got him. He gets away. Throws the ball out to Durden. And it's an incomplete pass. But what a job by the gunslinger to get out of a jam. They had him by the jersey. He moved. They knocked a receiver down on the far side. Nothing was called. And Cole had to go scrambling. They had him by the leg. They had him by the jersey. He still got away. And what a bullet to Durden. Nobody could intercept it.
Yeah, actually, him dropping the ball may have been the best thing. He would have only picked up about 3 or 4 yards. The clock would have continued to run. This time they got second and 10.
2:17 to go. Parker looks over that Tiff Blue Devil defense. Got a man in motion. Fakes the pitch out. Drops back. Look. Nobody there. He starts to run. He's headed right out of bounds. And will he get the first down? They got him down to the 34. No, he'll be a yard short.
They had moved the stick, and he was running to the stick. They moved the stick backwards. He thought he had gone to the yard marker, and he's a yard short.
Bill, you're exactly right. The guy holding the stick backed off the sidelines there, and Cole ran right at the stick, and he ended up a yard short.
More importantly, though, it stops the clock with 2:09 to go. We're third and about two.
In high school, a clock will stop on a first down, so you may see a run play here. They're coming up with a heavy load. Double tight ends, Ed Moore and Justin Wilson, along with
Parker goes under center. Tied into the far side. Tied into the near side. And he gives it to Moore. Moore looking for a hole. He's got the first down at the 30-yard line. And that'll stop the clock. Down to the 29. 2:02 to go.
Nice pancake block out there by Michael Van Buren, one of the Sons of Thunder.
Old Arizona.
Clock runs now. It's going. Double tight end set again. Heavy right. Nope, I'm sorry.
Heavy left. Nope, two tight ends. Parker drops back. Look. And throws toward the end zone. And throws towards the out of bounds. It's incomplete. So it'll be second and 10 from the 29. A minute 40 to go.
I had a good eye on that one. And he hit the Tiffin player right in the shoulder, right in the chest. As he was diving out of bounds, but he did drop it. But it did hit him right in the there for a second. We're going to lose it.
All right, it's second down.
Ball in the middle of the field. Taquan Lang in now. Durden and Clemens in. Bergman at wingback. Machion Pageant at wingback. Lang at fullback. Parker goes under center. The gunslinger fakes it. Looks, there comes a rush. Throws that all, tries to screen to Lang, and it gets knocked away by number 49. Bill, it's going to be third and 10.
Yeah, that's number 49. Brenard Williams almost had a pick. That'll bring up third down and 10. Clock does stop, 1:36. The Vikings are third down and 10 from the Blue Devil 29. 1:36 left in the ballgame. Vikings still trailed 7-10. Here comes the play onto the field.
All righty, ball in the middle of the field. Durden near side, Clemens far side. Four-man front for Tiff. Seven back in pass coverage. We got a man in motion. Cole looking, rolls, throws down the middle of the field to Durden. Oh, in and out of his hands at the goal line.
Durden slipped as he tried to make his break right there at the 3-yard line. He lost his feet, and the ball went just past his outstretched arms. We're going to try a field goal, Wes.
Ball in the middle of the field.
36 yards.
This will be the longest of the year. for Jed Solomon.
That'll match his 46 at Ware.
Waiting on the snap. There it is. The kick's up, and it's off to the left. No good.
And short.
1:24 to go in the ball game.
No timeout. 1:23 left in the ball game. Vikings trail by 3. We missed 2 field goals. The ball will be on the 20-yard line, 1st and 10 for Tip.
Nobody expected this tonight, folks. Nobody. Jackson will go under center in that inverted wishbone. We can't stop the clock. Takes a knee.
Clock starts 1:18, 1:17.
They'll have to snap it once, maybe 2 more times. Vikings will drop to 8-2 on the year. 3-1 in the region. Tift will go to 5-4 and 1-3 in the region. Again, they drop to 1 knee. And that's probably the last time they're going to have to snap the ball.
No, it's 38. They're going to put it down. Let's see. Hold on. He hadn't started. Now he starts it. They will have to snap it 1 more time.
Vikings will be at home in 2 weeks against either Groves, Benedictine, or Bradwell Institute. First round playoff. We do have the home field advantage. But as Jay Wall said, this was our playoff game. We did get a region win, upsetting the number 3 team in the state. Hats off to the Blue Devils.
And that's it. Their final.
10-7. We'll take a 5-minute break. We'll be back after this. Back at Martin Stadium, West James, Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers, and Taylor Biddle. Vikings lose 10-7, something that we didn't think was going to happen. I know, personally, I didn't. I didn't think. Marty?
Hey, guys.
I don't see Coach McPherson. I don't know that we're going to.
No, Coach McPherson's headed on in. They went on into the locker room. Obviously, these guys were upset. Had a chance to talk with a few of the coaches, a few of the players, and they were hurt by this loss. They knew they didn't play well. They knew that they had their chances to win this game and just didn't do what it takes. They didn't play well in pretty much all facets of the game. Defense played well overall, but they gave up plays again, and they were hurt by this loss. Hopefully next week we can use that off week to get this out of our system and get ready to play, because that was the sentiment the coaches were telling the players. Hey, keep your head up. You still got a lot to play for, and still your whole season still in front of you, and you can still accomplish your goals. But we definitely got to get this out of our system next week and get ready to play again in 2 weeks.
I think you hit the nail on the head, Marty. This is not Viking football that we saw on the field tonight. And not to take anything away from Tift County, these guys came, as Coach Wall said, this was their playoff game. They came here to play football, to win a football game, to go into their off season with that feeling of winning. And there's nothing like it, Wes.
You're right. And I tell you what, there's nothing to get put a bitter taste in your mouth to know you've got to go 2 weeks without playing football after suffering a loss. We're going to take a 60-second break, come back, and Bill has stats for you, and I'll have you some region standings, and we'll talk about some scores from around our region, and I'll tell you about how to get tickets for the playoff games. We'll be right back after this 60-second break. All righty, back at Martin Stadium, 10-7, our Vikings lose. They drop to 8-2 on the year, 3-1 in the region. Valdosta is at 2-1 in the region. Colquitt is at 2-1. And those two teams will meet next Friday night and play for second and third place. Coffey lost to Colquitt 35-27. They'll stay in that number 4 seed. And Valdosta and Colquitt will play for that second and third seed. And one of those two will end up with identical 3-1 records, but it wouldn't matter because we have the head-to-head. Give you some scores before Bill gives you the stats. McEachern beat Harrison 28-10. Brookwood beat Grayson 10-0. TCC 21, Warner Robins 14 at the half. Fitzgerald 21, Brooks 10. That's a final. Cook remains undefeated. They beat Thomasville 15-9. And Stevenson beat Noonan 17-14. Bill, you got us some final stats?
I do. Final stats, and they are not pretty. Final score tonight, Vikings 7, Blue Devils 10. First downs, Vikings with 8, while Tipp County had 11. Rushing tonight, Lowndes was 32 carries for 79 yards, while Tift was 20 carries for 47 yards. In the air, Cole Parker was 8 of 19 for 96 yards, no touchdowns and one interception. Jackson for Tipp County, 14 of 27, 179 yards, no touchdowns and two interceptions. Total plays for the Vikings tonight, 51 plays, 47 for the Blue Devils, 51 for Lowndes, I'm sorry. Total offense, Lowndes with 175 yards of total offense, Tift with 226. Lowndes did not lose the ball, no fumbles tonight. Tift, 4 fumbles, 2 of them they lost. Penalties, Lowndes was penalized 5 times for 37 yards, while Tift was penalized 11 times for 60 yards. Punts, Lowndes punted 8 times for an average of 29 yards, while Tift punted 5 times for an average of 44. The leading rusher for Tift, number 6, Tedrick Jackson, 12 carries, 56 yards and a touchdown. Their leading receiver, D.D. Jackson, 5 catches for 75 yards. Our leading rusher, number 1, Mike Moore, 11 carries for 42 yards. The leading receiver, Josh Clemens, 3 catches for 70 yards. Those are your final stats brought to you by Southeastern Federal Credit Union and compiled by Coach Dice and his staff from Lowndes Middle School and Pine Grove Middle School. Vikings lose 10-7 to end the 2010 regular season, but the door opens now for the playoffs. Tell us about tickets, Wes.
All righty. Well, I want to remind you of the coaches' show next Tuesday night at Loco's Grill and Pub. Coach Mack and I'll sit down and talk about tonight's ball game, and by then we might have an idea who our first-round opponent will be. After an open date next Friday, our Vikings will host the first round of the 2010 State 5A football playoffs on Friday, November the 12th. Reserved seat season ticket holders may purchase their same seat for this game. These tickets may be purchased at the ticket office on Monday and Tuesday, November 8th and 9th, from 9 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Any seats not claimed on Monday and Tuesday will go on sale to the general public at 9 a.m. on Wednesday. This will be the procedure for all home playoff games. During the playoffs, the ticket office will be open Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, from 9 a.m. until 4:30 p.m., Thursday from 12:30 until 4:30, and Friday 9 until noon. Tickets for the student section will be on sale at Lowndes High and the 3 middle schools along with the ticket office. All tickets for the first round playoffs are $8, as set by the Georgia High School Association. That's once again, a week from Monday, tickets will go on sale to season ticket holders if you want your same seats. Whenever we see what's going to be Groves, Beach, or Benedictine is going to come in and play us in the first round. Marty?
Guys, I can't say anything more than what I said a while ago. This is a bad night for us. We didn't play well. Our kids are hurting right now. They know they didn't play a good game. But the thing that scares me is we haven't gotten better in the last few weeks. We've gotten worse, but we got to put that behind us. Use this week off to focus, get our mind back focused on the task at hand. We got the number one seed. We can still accomplish all of our goals, and we've got to get that in our mind and come out and play well in 2 weeks. Looking at the scoreboard, I just don't like this 10-7. This, what, 3 of our last 4 losses now have been 10-7. But fortunately, this one, we can come back and play afterwards, keep on going, and hopefully we can play well. Hopefully we can have a good run deep in the playoffs, and, you know, that's about all I can say. I mean, it's just there wasn't a whole lot to say about tonight's game other than we just did not play well.
Yeah.
Well, I'll echo what Marty said. What I see on the field right now is a lack of leadership. Go ahead, Marty. You had something else to add to it?
Well, I was going to add one thing. Tiffin did play a great, great ball game. They came out ready to play. Their defense was all over the field. They were shooting gaps. They were wrapping up. They were hitting hard. They played great. Tedrick Jackson led his team well. He was very poised in the pocket. When he had to run the ball, he was very effective. I was very impressed with Tiffin. We said before the game that they had not won a region game, but they had played well in all of them except the coffee game. But they played a great ball game tonight, and give a lot of credit to Tiffin. Coach Walls, I saw him. I don't know if you'll notice. They got him with a Gatorade bucket after the game. So good for him and good for Tipton. Congratulations to them. They played a great game and then finished a season in, again, a real positive way.
Yeah. And I want to go on and add and echo what Marty had said about we're not getting better. And that's a problem. We're not getting better over the last couple of weeks. That's always been Coach McPherson's mantra is we want to get better next week. We want to get better than last week. We want to be better than the week before that. One of the other things I noticed is a lack of leadership. Early in the season, we had seniors that were leading on the field. Now they're not. They're part of the group. They're part of the players. Nobody has stepped out and said, I'm in charge here, and I'm ready to take over. And that has to come from a player. We saw that from Tyler Hunter early in the season. Now, Tyler didn't play a lot tonight. Didn't see a lot of leadership from him tonight. Didn't see it from Durden. Didn't see it from any of the seniors tonight. They were very frustrated. They were out there playing and not leading the rest of the team. This is not a knock on any of these kids. It's just simply, you know, from a team standpoint, the way you take over is you have team leadership. And right now, inside that locker room, inside the play on the playing field, practice field over the next 2 weeks, those leaders have got to reemerge and take over so that we can take care of business come next two Friday nights from now. Tuesday night at the coaches show, we'll have Coach McPherson along with a lot of these players. I encourage you, get out there, support these kids, get in behind them, come in 2 weeks loud, proud, and ready to rock the concrete palace. We need the excitement, the adrenaline, and all the fire from these fans, just like we expect from our players. You cannot expect fire from your players when your fans are going to sit on your hands for an entire ball game. I'm calling out the fans tonight, not the players. Fans, get on your feet and be here in 2 weeks, loud, proud, and ready to rock the concrete palace.
All righty, Vikings.
I'm through playing now.
Vikings lose 10-7. And, of course, we still have that number one seed. Coach's show Tuesday night at Loco's Grill and Pub. And as Marty and Bill have both said, we just did not play Viking football tonight for whatever reason. And we have been living on a prayer for the last 3 weeks. And tonight, that prayer ran out. And I don't get involved in the politics of coaching jobs, but this victory tonight may have saved Jay Walls his job up at Tipton.
Well, I don't think it was necessarily in jeopardy because I think everybody knew he had a young team. But they came out today and showed the promise that they can have going into next year. It just reaffirmed maybe that the right decision is to stay with Coach Walls. Not that there was any kind of choice to make, but I think it just reiterated that point that this is the man for the job at Tipton County High School, and he could take these guys and win in a hostile territory.
As he said, this was their playoff game because their season ends tonight.
Yep.
They go get ready for basketball, and, well, we'll see some of those guys there.
Well, Wes, I'm ready to say goodnight, Wes.
Good night, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by LaJuan Hayes. It has been produced by Justin Smothers. It is a production of the Viking Voice LLC in conjunction with Black Crow Media. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Lounge High Sports, for Marty Rogers, for Taylor Brittle, for Bill Osborne, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You have been listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lowndes County.